Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
This is Talking Heads. I'm Jeff Pope.
And I'm Gail Binkley.
Gail's the editor of the Four Corners Free Press, and twice a month we join you here on KSJD in the morning interview to talk about politics here in the Four Corners area. Today we're going to focus on public lands politics here in Colorado, especially in Montezuma County. And we're going to talk about the nature of the conversation around opening roads, maintaining roads, public land access, and between the commissioners of Montezuma County and the Forest Service, in this case, or BLM. And you're struck, Gail, by the circular nation. It's the two entities sort of dancing around, but not really ever. It's like modern dance. They're not really touching each other, but they're dancing around this issue.
One particular issue that they talked about yesterday. I mean, they've gone round and round on this same issue at many different meetings and, you know, over a period of months and months, and it just doesn't ever seem to be resolved.
So what's the particular issue on Monday that they discussed? It was the Dolores Norwood Road, right?
It was the Dolores Norwood Road, which most of you know connects Dolores with the town of Norwood. It's not a great road, and parts of it are certainly unpaved and treacherous in the winter, and even in the summer there's washboard. Anyway, it's not in great condition. The county commissioners for a long time have thought that it was important to maintain that road in better condition and said that they wanted to take jurisdiction over it, at least the part that's in their county. And
what does Dolores County want? Because the road goes smack right through Dolores County.
The road does go through Dolores County, and I don't believe that they've said that they particularly want to take it over. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be an expensive road to maintain. But the Montezuma County commissioners think that it's important, and they take offense to the fact that the Forest Service charges a fee to commercial haulers on that road, you know, like loggers. There's a couple in this area that use it, and they have to pay per load. The idea behind that is that they're causing more wear and tear, and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so for a long time they've been having a discussion with the Forest Service, which currently has jurisdiction, over how Montezuma County could get the road. And the Forest Service is quite willing to give them the road, but the question is how to do it. What's the best way to do it?
So the Forest Service would like to give the road, that the part that's in Montezuma County, and say, here it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, it seems like it would be, green lights.
Right, green lights, and that also aligns very much with what we've seen the activities over the last number of years, where local officials are saying, here's an RS-2477 road that I want opened, and it's a historic road. So, yeah, I mean, wow.
Okay.
How come this doesn't align?
Okay, it doesn't align because...
Or how come this isn't a green light?
It hasn't happened, and they've talked about this many, many times. The Forest Service has, for a long time, said they were willing to give the county what is a very, very long-term easement. There's a Forest Roads and Trails Act or something like that that has language that allows them to grant an easement. This would be for something like 99 years. The county doesn't want this because they object to language that is in this act that says why this agreement could be terminated. One of the reasons is if the county backs out, changes their mind, which is fine. But another one is that the Forest Service can theoretically terminate the arrangement if they want to. Okay, now, Derek Padilla, who is the Dolores District Manager, came to the commissioners, and he's spoken with them on many occasions, and he was the one that was there on Monday, and he said he's never heard of a case where the Forest Service has done that, you know, just arbitrarily revoked an easement for no reason. But the commissioners are concerned that the Forest Service would have this theoretical ability. And they also believe, on the advice of their attorney, that if they accepted this easement, it would somehow weaken their argument that this is an RS-2477 road. I'm not quite sure that I understand why, but they think that this would somehow weaken the argument. So, you know, Derek Padilla is saying, look, you can have this road in like 30 to 60 days if you want to take this easement. They're saying, no, no, we don't want the easement unless you're willing to take out this language that says the Forest Service can end the agreement if it wants to at any point in time.
If you've just joined us, this is Talking Heads. I'm Jeff Pope here with Gail Binkley. She's the editor of the Four Corners Free Press. And we're talking about the Forest Service and Montezuma County and the wrangling around trying to manage a road. Everybody wants the Montezuma County to manage the road, the Forest Service in Montezuma County, and they can't figure out a way to get that there. Why can't the Forest Service just say, okay, that's fine, we'll just take that line out?
Well, and that's what the county says, but Derek Padilla said the Forest Service will not do that. He's spoken to their attorneys at the regional office, and they are not willing to do that because it would set a precedent, and then other people everywhere would want the same thing, and they're not willing to do that.
Now, just to get back to a contract, like a lot of times contracts get broken, and so people, you know, have language, out language like that. So why does this seem so risky for, did the county say, commissioners say why this feels so much more risky than maybe another kind of contract that they've entered into?
Just as they, you know, they want total control of the road. They want, you know, title to it, basically. They don't want it to be provisional or the Forest Service to have the ability to take it back at some undefined future point in time.
Well, an easement is not a title.
Right. And so
they want title.
They would prefer title. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've had this discussion over and over. And now they're having further discussions, and there's a new point of contention because the county has apparently been doing some road work out there. I mean, just like sanding on an icy stretch by Little Bean Canyon and, doing some maintenance that they did not get prior authorization for from the Forest Service. And the Forest Service is saying, you didn't coordinate with us, which is kind of an ironic thing for those of you who know the whole coordination argument.
So why is that ironic?
Because the county says the Forest Service doesn't coordinate with them. Now the Forest Service is saying that the reverse is true. And this caused a lot of sardonic laughter in the commission room on Monday. So they're upset about this.
Forest Service is.
Well, everybody is, because the county wants to get reimbursed for this work that they're doing. The Forest Service saying, you didn't have authorization from us to do the work. The county says, well, it's a question of safety. This road is dangerous. It was a sheet of ice at a certain point in time. We went out and did it. And the Forest Service is saying, well, that's fine. We appreciate that. We appreciate that you care about public safety. Our position is if the road gets that bad, we don't have the money to maintain it, so we'll just close it in the winter, which is what they do.
Right.
The county wants it open. The county said, well, there's a power plant up there. What do you do about those people? And they said, well, they have a special agreement that they can come and go on the road, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, and various scenarios.
So now the county's saying, so even for those people, then it should be somebody's role to make sure that ice patch doesn't have somebody slip off.
Right, and the county is raising all these things of like, what if somebody's at the power plant and they have a heart attack in the middle of the day and da-da-da-da, and how are you going to get an emergency vehicle up there and so on. So anyway, there were, you know, accusations that the Forest Service doesn't care about public safety, and, you know, the rhetoric was basically flying.
What's the mood in the room when this is happening? Are people really getting, is it rhetoric, or is it, are these shots going over each other's heads? Are they landing and people getting upset?
Well, I mean, there's some tension, but I don't want to give the impression that people are yelling at each other or that they're out and out rude, because that isn't the case. Derek Padilla is a pretty, you know, even-handed kind of guy. He doesn't get ruffled easily. The commissioners are annoyed, I think would be a good description of it. And, of course, you know, there's three of them, so they kind of, badger him, I guess would be a good word, but you know, at no point is anybody screaming or yelling or anything like
now,
that.
Now, is there a long tradition of this county, Montezuma County, and even other counties that maybe you could speak to, of being able to say, you know what, we're just going to go up there and throw some salt on the road and make it safe? Or is this a new thing that Montezuma County is authorizing its roads department to do?
I don't honestly know if they have done this in the past. I think in the, you know, like 2 decades ago, there was probably like a more informal relationship between the two entities, and it might have been just like, yeah, okay, you know, you dumped some sand and that's fine. And now things are more formal and more by the book, and, you know, various threats of legal action. So it's not as easy as it was perhaps in the old days when lots of things got done that were just in kind. And so there's a lot of horse trading.
Kind of a sign of the times, and almost I feel nostalgic thinking about, like, you know, we just used to get things done.
Yes, I mean, I've covered the county commissioners for a long, long time, off and on. I shouldn't make it sound like I was there every single day from every year, but
That would be worse than purgatory.
Yeah, but I've been, you know, since the days of a gentleman named Tom Colburn, I've covered these commissioners. And yes, in the old days, there was a lot more stuff where it was just like, okay, if you'll, you know, chip seal this, we'll bring you a load of gravel and this and that, and it wasn't all. Yes, there was some.
There was coordination. Right.
I mean, you know, between different people. It wasn't just with the Forest Service. I shouldn't make it sound that way. They've always had, you know, agreements and stuff like that. But I think relationships were a little bit more cordial than they are right at the moment. So the county's option that they wanted to go to now is, you know, to try to claim that this is an RS-2477 road. And the Forest Service has said they will take a, you know, I can't remember what they call it, but a position that they're not going to dispute this.
Now, if it does become RS-2477, then title for the road transfers fully. It's not an easement. It becomes a Montezuma County road.
Mm-hmm. But the commissioners are of the opinion that this should be able to happen fairly quickly. And the agency says, no, it's not going to happen real quickly because there's many stumbling blocks. They say that the road was realigned in like 1919, which was after the forest had been created, and so that might theoretically negate the RS-2477 claim because it would have to predate the creation of the forest. And they're also pointing out that even if a judge does say that this is the same road and that the county has jurisdiction, they might say, you only have a 16-foot wide road, because that's how wide it was back then at the time of this, you know, claim dates.
16-foot road doesn't do much for us today.
No. And so, you know, there could be many things, and this is all going to have to go to court. And Derek Padilla said that there was something they needed to do called a validity determination that the agency is going to have to do regarding this claim, and that there isn't even a process in this region that exists to do these determinations. So they have to develop one at the regional office in Denver. And, you know, so this is, you know.
And meantime, so just to go back to the advice that the commissioners are getting from their attorney, which is don't go ahead and take a lease on an easement that could impugn your chances at an RS-2477 road. Possibly a judge could look at that and say, why don't you just take the lease and, you know.
I guess they're thinking that, you know, maybe a judge is going to look at it and say, you know, why did you accept an easement if you really think you own the road and da-da-da-da-da. So the county at the end of the meeting was saying, well, I think we're going to have to file something in court. And I was like, okay, we'll see
what
happens.
We're going to sue for
it? We're going to sue for it. But, you know, the wheels are going to grind very slowly was the message that the Forest Service provided.
So we're going to spend taxpayer dollars to sue and more taxpayer dollars to defend.
They're not going to argue the claim, but they're saying that even if they don't dispute it, there's still a lot of red tape involved.
Right. We're going to take a short break. This is Talking Heads. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Gail Binkley.
Gail's the editor of the Four Corners Free Press, and we'll be back to talk more politics here in just a few moments. Stay with us. We're back. This is Talking Heads. I'm Jeff Pope.
And I'm Gail Binkley.
Gail is the editor of the Four Corners Free Press, and we join you to talk politics twice a month here on the morning interview on KSJD. Next, we'll turn our attention, we'll stay on the issue of access to public lands, and we'll turn our attention to the Yucca House Monument, which is a large federal monument.
Well, I wouldn't say it's super large. Well, it's like 34 acres.
So here's what I mean to say. It's a very large ruined complex.
Yes, yes.
34 acres is a big ruined complex.
Yes.
And it's south of Cortez, not easily accessible to the public and surrounded by private lands. It's just basically an inholding, right?
Basically.
Yeah. So why is it in the news now?
Some folks came to the county commission meeting on Monday to talk about Yucca House. This was a follow-up to some concerns that had been raised in 2014. About Yucca House, about the access, as you mentioned. It's difficult to get to, and the only road in ends in a little parking area. I won't call it a lot, but a little parking area that is right in front of a rancher's home. It actually crosses some of his land, and he had asked the county to close it last year because he didn't want the public coming in there.
Across his land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should mention that the monument was there before the house was. But anyway, okay. So the Park Service responded last year and said, look, we don't want to close off public access to this. We are working on getting an alternative route through a 160-acre tract that another landowner is willing to donate to the Park Service. Mm. And so if you will leave this route open for now till we can get this finished, all well and good. Well, so these folks got on the agenda Monday, and the commissioner thought that they were coming to say, look, we've got this solved, it's over with. And in fact, they were kind of holding this up to the Forest Service as an example, saying, everything takes so long with your agency, and here comes the Park Service, and they've got this all set up, and it only took a year.
Who's they? They saying this?
The commissioners
were saying this, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to work with another form, the Department of Interior, because they're so efficient.
Yes, I mean, that was the feeling. But then when they got there and heard from the folks representing Yucca House, who include Cliff Spencer, the superintendent of Mesa Verde, the park oversees Yucca House, and he was saying it's going to take 2 more years to get this done. There has to be an act of Congress to, change the boundary of a national monument. And the commissioners were, certainly sad to hear that this was yet another example of a federal agency and a large federal bureaucracy where the wheels grind slowly.
Hmm. Couldn't that have been done via email? Honestly, couldn't the commissioners or the county administrator have just sent an email and said, how long is this going to take? And then, the park superintendent writes back and says, it'll be 2 years. It's an act of Congress. Because I'm imagining just the amount,
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I think, there's just something to be said for, I guess it's a courtesy to come and meet face to face and, be able to answer questions with all three of them at once. And I think that was the intention behind
I guess I'm thinking of do that business ahead of time. And then there's a discussion afterwards to say, oh, okay. So, what are the things that we need to do within this 2 years to make sure that it really is 2 years? Because as we all know, when we were dealing with any local, state, or federal bureaucracy, in some cases it can feel like the old Soviet era. If you miss a box, you're on the bottom of the stack again, right?
Yeah, and yet, there's a certain amount of sense to it. I mean, I got thinking, it's like, okay, this is a 34-acre tract. They're going to add 160 acres to it. Congress created this monument in the first place, or a president did, one or the other. Mm-hmm. But, it will be the federal taxpayers that have to pay to maintain it. So you can't just arbitrarily add to it. Congress has to approve if you're going to take something that's 34 acres and make it nearly 200 acres.
No, there's got to be a management plan. There's got to be an EIS. There's all this other stuff.
There's more to it than just, here's a stroke with a pen. Thank you for your donation. But I mean, apparently it is going to happen, and there is going to be, and then there will have to be a road built that way through this new area that someone has generously donated.
So what's the upshot? Is the landowner who's feeling aggrieved going to allow people to keep driving through his property?
Well, apparently, and I think I don't, you know, I don't know because I haven't spoken to him personally, but it seems like he was willing to do this as long as there was a light at the end of the tunnel and it wasn't, you know, going to continue. It's not like there's a lot of people that come to this. This is not a developed site. There's not interpretive signs. There's not much of a trail. Most of what there is underground. So, you know, there's really not a lot to see. Mm-hmm. It's mainly, you know, they get visits from archaeologists, things like that.
Right. And, you know, there is something to be said about keeping archaeologists off your property.
Yes. Well, and, you know, I can certainly understand. You don't want people crossing your property. And, you know, maybe if the road is a little bit wet or something, maybe they're carving new roads. I don't know. So right. It could be a problem.
Okay. Well, we'll keep our eye on this story. That's all the time we have for Talking Heads today. Thanks, Gail.
Thank you, Jeff.
This is Talking Heads. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Gail Binkley.
She's the editor of the Four Corners Free Press. And stay tuned to KSJD for all your news, information, and entertainment. And don't forget that this show and all of Talking Heads and the interview shows you hear on KSJD are archived on our website at ksjd.org.